It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that government workers cannot be forced to pay union dues, but State Senator John Braun says a bill passed in the Senate attempts to circumvent that ruling.
That was a decision about freedom. It was about choice. It was about more options. It was about valuing and respecting diverse opinions. And this is absolutely consistent with a lot of the themes from this session and themes from our countries, our states, and our country's culture more broadly. I mean, think about not just, you know, our collective generations, but the younger generations and how much they value options, the options they have in life, the freedom they have to make choices, the freedom they have to be a diverse, have diverse thoughts, to think differently and yet be accepting and respectful of each other. And unfortunately, Madam President, I think this bill goes in exactly the opposite direction. We had an amendment that restricted the use of signing folks up via telephone call. And we all know, there was a discussion last night, we all know that there's businesses out there that do this, and again, whether it's to sell you a new mobile phone or cable television or healthcare or a magazine, they use all kinds of methods to sign you up. But we don't tolerate that in a way that would undercut our consumers. We would never allow this. Current law does not allow this. And if it did, we would change law to make sure that the private sector didn't have this access via phone to sign you up for a very complex agreement where you're giving up legal rights, where you're committing to pay for a period of time, where you're excluding yourself from backing out of the contract except in very limited terms. We would never allow this. And we had some discussion, Madam President, about, you know, our Attorney General would certainly protect any abuse of this, and maybe it would never happen. But two things, Madam President. One, we already know that the Public Employment Relations Commission has offered a preliminary decision that this has been abused, that it has been an unfair labor practice. So we know that already, Madam President. We also know, and I didn't know this, but I was informed, that the unions that would operate on this are exempt from the consumer protection laws. They're exempt from those laws under current law, Madam President. So we're providing this opportunity to sign folks up via the phone for very complex agreements by an organization that is exempt from any consumer protection laws. That's just not something we would do for any other organization, Madam President. And yet this was not accepted. We said, well, okay, what if we at least allow for some more flexibility in ending these agreements, that it's not just restricted to a small 10 to 15 day period during the year? What if we allowed more flexibility to do that? That would certainly be fair, Madam President. And no, we can't do that either. That this is absolutely critical, that we only have very restrictive ways to leave the public sector unions. And then finally, Madam President, a very simple amendment that just said, hey, the Janus decision was very clear. The membership in a public sector union cannot be required as a condition of employment. That fundamentally violates the First Amendment. The First Amendment, freedom of speech, that you the requiring of to the requirement to be in a public sector union as a condition of employment is a violation of the First Amendment. And we said, well, okay, there's a few parts of our state's law that still say that this bill does take some of those out, but it leaves some in. Why aren't we at least being consistent and take all those references to public sector membership as a requirement? Why don't we take those out? Seems like that certainly would be okay. That is very clearly what the U.S. Supreme Court said. It's very clear, you know, law for our country. Why would we not take that out? Nope, can't do that either. It seems pretty clear to me, Madam President, that this decision was already made. That no modification, no improvement, no refinement could be accepted. And frankly, Madam President, that's very disappointing. Now I think this bill is is quite likely going to pass. I'm really not that worried about it, Madam President. And the reason I'm not that worried about it, Madam President, is one, I think there's, if not the entire bill, large sections of it are unconstitutional, and eventually the courts will come to that conclusion. Unfortunately, that'll probably take a couple years, but we will get to the right answer eventually. And then the second reason I'm not overly worried about it, Madam President, is because our country, our state, our communities are very dynamic. And now, I think there are those that say, hey, we can put this in front of folks that think that want to exercise their rights to leave their union. But these folks are very dynamic. They're very adaptable. And they will find a way. They will find a way to freedom, Madam President. So I think, again, Madam President, this is the wrong approach, that we are doing a disservice to people. This is in no way, Madam President, putting people first. This is putting certain organizations first, and that's unfortunate. But in the end, I believe that the people will have their freedom. They'll adapt. That they will overcome, and they'll make their choices. And it doesn't matter to me, frankly, Madam President, whether their choice is to stay in the union or leave the union. That is their choice, and I support it no matter what choice they make. But they deserve the right. They deserve the right to make that choice.
Senator Curtis King says the legislation makes it pretty easy for public sector employees to join a union, but quite hard to opt out. Under the measure, government workers would have several ways to become union members, but just one way to end union payments.
I find it amazing that you can use cross-check and use that as the form to form a union, but we said you can't use a cross-check to decertify from a union. Now that's really fair and equitable, isn't it? It's, you can do it one way, but you can't use the same way to get out of a union. Utterly unbelievable. So I want to talk about the Janus ruling. And the Janus ruling was not an anti-union decision. It was a ruling about rights. It was a ruling about freedom. It said the individual can decide what they want to do. You cannot be forced to join a union to get a public job. It's about freedom. That's all it was about. We just passed a non-compete bill. We said without it, employees weren't able to do what they wanted to do. Now here we are saying just the opposite. We are saying we don't care what the employee wants. We don't care what the employee wants to do. The employee is limited to what they can do. All we want to do is make sure they join a union. Is that what we're here for? Is that what government is all about? We hear that unions provide good reasons and benefits to be a union. There are good reasons to be a union member and good benefits, and I'm sure they may be. But if that is so true, why do we have to drop a bill like this one that tries to protect the union and force people to be union members? Let them prove to the people that they want to join them that the benefits they provide are enough for them to say, yeah, I want to join a union, and I want to pay those dues. But we don't do that. The other part of this bill is utterly amazing to me. We have spent hours on this floor. We have a bill on malicious harassment, a hate crime. As we talked about this bill, the words we heard were intimidation, threats, bullying. We have had numerous bills this session about how people are being treated. People being treated. We had bills about the LGBTQ community and how they have been and are treated. Again, bullying, threats, intimidation. We had a resolution about Sikhs and then numerous testimonies from both sides of the aisle. Again, bullying, threats, intimidation. But here we are saying, oh, these things are okay, because It's about union membership. With card check, cross check, this is what this bill opens itself up to. Here, sign this card. Everyone is, and if you don't, you won't fit in. If you don't, you may not like working here. If you don't, you're not going to go along very well with everybody else. You may have a hard time working here. Now that may not seem like much, but this is what happens on occasion. This is what this bill is opening up to. Just sign the card. Just sign the card and you'll be just fine. But if you don't, things may not be so rosy. And then if you sign the card, there's no private vote. Let those people truly decide. No, just sign the card, it's a done deal. This is not consistent in any way, shape, or form of all of the statements that we have been making on this floor during this session. This bill doesn't fit with anything that we've done here. Doesn't fit, but oh, it's for the union. They need our protection. That's what this bill is about. Utterly unbelievable. No, who needs our protection are the individuals who have the right. That's what Janice said, is you have the right to decide for yourself without threats, bullying, or intimidation, which again is what we have repeatedly talked about on so many other occasions about so many other people. But when it comes to joining the union, it doesn't matter because, oh, it's the right thing to do. Well, I hear him to say, hey, there's nothing wrong with joining a union. But it ought to be somebody's decisions without having to worry about threats, about intimidation, about bullying. It ought to be about, if I sign this card and say I'm okay to think about joining a union, then there ought to be a private vote that allows me to do that. That's what it ought to be about. This bill doesn't do that. This bill should be put down. We can do better. We are better.
Several Republican amendments aimed at evening the playing field were soundly rejected by Democrats. Senator Shelley Short says this bill is an affront to individual freedoms.
One of the things that's not talked about is the work that we do in both bodies to empower individual rights, to empower individuals who may not have the means, the wherewithal on environmental policy, State Environmental Policy Act, all of social justice, environmental justice. We've had bills this year, Madam President, that are designed to lift up the individual, to give balance to the individual when that individual by himself or herself, you know, is in a position of being inferior to a process. Whether it's a corporation, whether it's a local government, whatever that may be, we've done so many things. We lift people up, individuals, to make sure that there's fairness in process when we're dealing with foreclosures. We lift people up when it comes to landlord-tenant issues, when, you know, the people who are renting, to give them a voice. It's all about giving the individual a voice, Madam President, and this bill does just the opposite. In every way, shape, or form. I think unions are legitimate, and they have absolutely empowered the rights of workers to have better working conditions, better pay, and all of those things. But there also has to be the right of the individual to choose. And if that union, as has been said, is really reaching out to workers and really doing their job and showing what the value is, then they shouldn't fear. This bill is built out of fear, Madam President, that somehow a person may not choose to join a union. And so instead, we tie hands behind their back and not give them the choice of making these decisions. You know, right now in my little county of Stevens County, we have new workers that are being harassed by the local union shop because they don't want to join the union. Now, maybe there's a benefit to them doing that and they'll find that later, but I think this Janus protected that. Janus equalized that to give that a shot. We do so much for fairness and due process and all of those things. And I actually have faith in the individual that if they see that benefit in that union and what those unions are doing for those individuals, Madam President, they would absolutely, without a doubt, in public say, yes, I want to join. But this bill does not, it takes away the rights of the individual to make that choice. I think it's the wrong direction.
Find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.